almost to our begin blackout point here, about 40 seconds away from it.
Okay, blackout will be at about 17.
Flight director has just adjusted the blackout time to 17 minutes and 30 seconds after the deorbit burn. Now there's some question over the seconds. I think we'll now stick with 1702 after deorbit, which would be right now, and now we do have confirmation. We're in the blacked out area. The spacecraft's right over the Florida Peninsula. This is Apollo Control, and this is the quiet time here. Even the flight director, all the voices are subdued. Minutes and 17 seconds since deorbit. And about a minute and a half from now, we should be out. Out of blackout. This is Apollo Control here. Now the crew should start beginning to feel the G build up, and it will peak out. It's a very comfortable 3 G's, but still that will be the peak load approximately the time that we leave the blacked out zone. According to our clocks, that's just 10 or 15 seconds from now. This is Apollo Control. Jack Swigert, the Capcom, has put out a call. No answer. 20 minutes, 25 seconds since deorbit. And there goes the second call. Bermuda reported has acquisition of signal. Bermuda acquisition of 259 hours, 59 minutes, and 55 seconds. Almost all 59s. And we think we can detect the crackle of that comm carrier in the earphones. We have data from Bermuda. We've no voice yet, but we do have data. We have positive acquisition of the spacecraft. Thank you. We're told the steering errors look real good in the telemetry. The flight dynamics officer and the retrofire officer are confident that we'll be very close to target. Retro just said we're looking right at the target point. Minutes since deorbit. Flight reports, the flight dynamics officer says that during the maneuvers they observed 50 degrees roll in either direction, left and right banks. And we estimate drogue chute coming out in about 2 minutes. According to the computer solution here, he was the spacecraft was within 3 miles of target when we lost data lock with the spacecraft only seconds ago from Bermuda. Still no voice contact with the spacecraft. This is not unusual. Probably configured for the recovery voice circuit.
Jokes in about a minute.
Which we can also monitor. Flight director reminds us that drogue chutes should come out in about 1 minute. The 50,000 foot point, then down to 20 for the main chutes. Mark 24 minutes since deorbit. Still no voice, and it's very quiet on the recovery circuit. Can see those choppers though by television. It's absolutely quiet here in the control center as everybody just simply watches and waits to hear that transmission. We should have main chute deploy. Main chute's due out at 25 minutes. Recovery reports by Kinley Rescue 2 and aircraft. We have an electronic contact from one of our C-130s operating out of Kinley Air Force Base. Now, from the deck of the carrier, we get the word from our recovery forces that they are monitoring voice from the spacecraft. They're on chutes, and all is well. From the Essex, we get a report that the spacecraft is reporting their windows are slightly steamed up, apparently not yet on the water. And now from the Essex, they advise the crew's reporting the wheels are down and locked. It would be a Navy... typical Chiron Navy approach to landing. The wheels are down and locked, or apparently preparing to hit that water. Apollo 7 now is in contact with Airbus, the recovery helicopter, over the scene. I'll tell you when.
Apollo 7, Houston.
Now, the carrier says they haven't had a report for a minute or so now, but apparently they got very steady reports. 2,000 feet altitude, 2,000 feet. And now from the Essex, we're told that the crew has been reading our calls from here loud and clear. We have not heard from them, however, the Essex has. And Apollo 7 now reporting an altitude of 600 feet, 600 feet. Altitude 300 feet. This is the crew reporting to us back via the Essex.
This is Houston. Do you have any visual on it yet?
Houston, is that negative?
Roger, understand.
Carrier was just queried to see if they have any visual sightings yet, and they reported they had not, which is confirmed by our television view. And we should be on the water, or very, very close to splash. Still have received no direct voice contact from here. As we said before, the Essex has been in touch, and we would assume they're on the water. and this is Apollo Control, Houston. We have not established electronic contact by our recovery helicopters as yet. The Sarah beacon is a little search beacon that the spacecraft puts out. We had good voice comm between the various recovery units right up to Splash, and since then, we just don't know, but the ceiling and the cloud conditions could have some effect on their operation out there today, certainly the visual sightings. There's some question as to whether the spacecraft had turned on its rescue beacon, its recovery beacon. The last voice contact was at 300 feet. We got no visual sightings, several electronic sightings coming in. And we're just standing by and waiting like everyone else. Now we have a report from the Essex that Recovery 2 and Recovery 3, the helicopters are reporting intermittent signals. They're trying to plot a bearing right now. They think they have something in sight. They think they're reading something on their scopes. Stand by. Our Rescue 2 is proceeding on a bearing which they think is the spacecraft. As yet, we have no range estimate. Now from the Essex, we get the report that Recovery 3 has lost contact momentarily with their target. Our target point here shows 64 degrees by 27, very nearly 27, as the likely splash area. And now Recovery Helicopter 3 has a new contact, and they're proceeding to run it down.
Essex Recovery, this is Houston. Was that Recovery 3. And
now Airboss and Recovery 3 are tracking bearings and are proceeding on a target. We They've as yet have had no estimate on the range, and apparently no voice contact on the water. Now, recovery 2 is proceeding on a bearing of 210. And our voice circuit out to the Essex has gotten a little noisy in the last few minutes, which is making it difficult to hear. Now, from the deck of the Essex, they advise very cautiously that they are looking now at a very tentative splash point. And this tentative bearing turns out to be a point about 18 miles from the Essex, about 1/8 miles. And the Essex emphasized this was a tentative bearing. Our voice line to the Essex is now restored. It's an intelligible transmission. We lost it there for a few minutes. This is Apollo Control in Houston. When we get more information, we'll be right back to you. This is Apollo Control Houston. Now we are in touch. We are hearing the spacecraft. We hear Wally Schirra talking with a recovery helo. Just to give you an idea of how noisy this voice circuit is, let's bring it up so we can all hear it. We may have deafened a lot of people, but that's what we're listening to this morning. Now, one of our recovery helos is all set to deploy swimmers. Swimmers are in the water, and we'll assume they're from recovery helo 3, which is the prime recovery helo.